Taking aim at gun control. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Senate will hold a procedural vote this morning that could tee up final passage tomorrow for bipartisan legislation. Fox's Jill Nato.
It calls for $15 billion to go towards items like school safety and mental health services. Democrat Patty Murray says the measure is full of compromises, but
the most unacceptable option is for us to do nothing.
The measure also sends money to states with red flag laws. Those allow authorities to temporarily remove firearms from those who may be a risk. But Senator Ted Cruz tells Fox,
those red flag laws provide an opportunity to disarm law-abiding citizens.
Now, this is after the massacre in Uvalde, Texas last month, and amid controversy over how long it took law enforcement to stop the gunman.
Dr. Hal Horrell, the superintendent of the Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District, placing Police Chief Pete Arredondo on administrative leave, effective immediately. Noting in a written statement the lack of clarity that remains amid investigations into the shooting at Robb Elementary.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, the Democrat-led House committee probing last year's Capitol riot, will hold another hearing today. This time focused on pressure then-President Trump put on the Justice Department trying to overturn election results. He calls the investigation one-sided and a hoax. Will this be the big day at the Supreme Court for a much-anticipated abortion ruling?
The U.S. Supreme Court has yet to release decisions on 13 cases and scheduled releases for today and tomorrow. The big one, of course, may end up overturning Roe versus Wade. A leaked copy of a draft opinion in May showed the Supreme Court upholding Mississippi's 15-week abortion law.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Oil executives will go to the White House the day after President Biden proposed suspending the federal gasoline tax.
I call on the companies to pass this along, every penny of this 18-cent reduction to the consumers.
But Congress may not approve it. With critics in both parties, gas is down another penny today. It's dropped 9 days in a row. America's listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This may be a big day for Ukraine. European leaders expected to grant the war-torn country candidate status to the EU, the first step in what could take years for Ukraine to become a full member of the European Union. Tomorrow will mark 4 months since Russia invaded. Ukraine's leader's been pleading for more help from the U.S. and other countries, more weapons and aid, and one of his pilots has come here to make the push for more fighter jets.
A Ukrainian fighter pilot known by his name Juice stepped out of the combat zone to come to the U.S. on a new mission, soliciting warplanes from Washington.
Our fighters, they're still using pretty old Soviet MiG-29s.
Juice telling Fox News forces are doing their best with what they have to protect the country and troops on the front lines.
But unfortunately, we are not capable enough to do it efficiently.
Lieutenant Colonel Dennis Shmazny, an air defense specialist, says U.S. support has been vital to keeping up the fight against Russia. And with continued support,
if we will keep this pace, as far as we did it for this moment, we'll definitely win.
The U.S. committing more than $5.5 billion in security assistance to Ukraine since Russia invaded 4 months ago. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
On Wall Street, we've seen mixed futures for stocks the day after modest Dow and NASDAQ declines. The Colorado Avalanche just one win away from hoisting hockey's Stanley Cup.
Colorado beat Tampa Bay 3-2 in overtime in Game 4. Nazem Kadri scored his seventh goal of the postseason at 12:02 of the extra session.
Yeah, I just tried to make a little move there and go far side, and I'm assuming that's where it went. I don't know if it found a hole, but it was a bit of a delayed reaction. I thought he made the save for a second, and you know, next thing you know, people are sprinting towards me, so it's a good feeling.
Courtesy ESPN, Colorado leads the series 3-1.
Fox's Bob Mortelli. The Lightning, trying to win a third straight championship, were upset there were six Avalanche players on the ice when the winning overtime goal was scored, but no penalty was called. Game 5 of the NHL final will be tomorrow night. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.